Joining us on our newsmaker line now is another good friend. One day I'm going to say author. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. I can't wait to read your book, your life story, the behind the scenes that you could tell us about all you've been involved in the last 4 years. It'd be an instant number one bestseller.
Well, I don't know about that, Sean. I think, I'm an academic. I'll probably write books that nobody will read. So.
I promise I'll read
you
it.
Okay, it's a deal. It's a deal.
I'll buy 10 copies. Well, here we came out this weekend. We have this new terror threat. Tell us what you know and tell us as much as you can about it.
Well, we have received unusually specific discussions and unusually specific information about potential threats to the various targets that Tom Ridge talked about yesterday in New York City, in New Jersey, and in Washington, D.C. That doesn't mean that is everything that might be on the terrorist list, but I would say that this is the most specific information that certainly I have ever seen, and I think that's why we felt it necessary to inform the public quickly.
Yeah.
The good thing is that this allows the local officials and the state officials and, of course, federal officials to be responsive to those threats. Tom Ridge has done a fine job of creating a network between state and local officials so that he was able to access those people immediately. Also, the private sector is very involved in this. And, Sean, this is just a very important affirmation of the president's strategy that you have to fight the war on the offense. Much of this information came from the fact that we're fighting this war on the offense. We're taking down terrorist cells abroad. We're working with allies abroad. And we're getting good information out of it, as well as taking a lot of terrorists out of action.
When Tom Ridge yesterday said, we know where, but not precisely when an attack is planned, and that the preferred means of the attack would be a car or a truck bomb, I mean, that's fairly chilling information, but as you said, unusually specific information.
It is, and it is chilling, but I wanted to be certain that we don't rule out other kinds of attacks. I mean, that's also possible, but the advantage here is that we are getting somewhat more specific information. We're getting things to which we can respond at the intelligence that's actually actionable. And that comes from the fact that we're fighting this war on the offense.
Yeah. What can you tell us about all these reports out since Tom Ridge's announcement that a lot of this information came from Abu Talha, which is a major al-Qaeda figure that was arrested in Pakistan in this past month in July by Pakistani officials acting on a CIA tip. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, it is coming from multiple sources. I don't want to get into what specific sources we're exploiting because I think people will understand that we still have operations underway to try and disrupt some of these activities. But I would just underscore we've had very good cooperation with Pakistan. We've had, and this is something, Sean, that we didn't have before 9/11. Before 9/11,
yeah.
Pakistan was an ally of the Taliban, and they were not aggressively pursuing al-Qaeda. So this just, again, it shows that when you start to go after the terrorists, not only do you take them out of commission, but you get important information that helps you defend at home.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, because Tommy Franks, when I was up reading his book all weekend, he pointed out that President Musharraf has been instrumental in ensuring that Osama bin Laden and some of his top associates cannot get into Pakistan because they're controlling that border. So you're right, there has been a shift and a change in their attitude. The Washington Post also reported what they're calling a treasure trove of information found on two laptop computers found in this guy's hideout when he was arrested after the shootout. Can you confirm that?
Well, again, it comes from multiple sources, and I want to be careful because we are still in an operational mode here. But the important thing is that the offensive operations that we've been carrying out, the offensive operations that the Pakistanis have been carrying out, are yielding a lot of information. We're taking terrorists off the streets in places like Pakistan, but we're also getting an awful lot of information that's helping us to defend here at home.
Yeah. One of the suspected terrorists were also quoted as saying, getting up to higher floors is not very difficult if you go there midweek, as I did. The thing that concerns me about that, Dr. Rice, and Dr. Condoleezza Rice was with us, is that it tells me that perhaps we're letting our guard down, that it's been nearly 3 years, and we begin to forget what happened on September 11th.
Sean, I had exactly the same reaction, which is that, we have to be vigilant, and it's not surprising. After 3 years, nearly 3 years without an attack, people start to forget. But what this does is it reminds us to be vigilant. I am quite certain that all of the security personnel and the people who are involved now with the New York City Police and with the FBI are going trying to redouble and triple and quadruple their efforts now at security.
Let me talk about the president backing the September 11th commission's recommendations. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the president decided after due deliberation, and he felt that these were important enough decisions that he wanted to take time to talk to his advisors. I spent time with him down in Texas, and I can tell you he went over these with a fine-tooth comb to really understand what it was he would be agreeing to, and he believes that this is these new changes to our intelligence gathering and structures will improve our ability to share intelligence, particularly across the foreign domestic divide. But I would think of this, Sean, really as the third phase of intelligence reform. In the immediate days after September 11th, we kind of jerry-rigged a system in which we were trying to share intelligence by brute strength and just putting any ways that we could possibly get in place immediately to share intelligence. Then the second phase, we created a Homeland Security Department, which I think has shown its worth this weekend. We created a Terrorist Threat Integration Center, which brings together domestic and foreign intelligence. Now the president wants to deepen and broaden those reforms by creating a National Counterterrorism Center, which will combine the work that the Terrorist Threat Information Center, which is analysis, does with the work that something that we call the Counterterrorism Strategy Group, or Counterterrorism Security Group, which coordinates the responses of the U.S. government. You'll put those now in one body. And the president has also said that he wants a national intelligence director, so you can have one person who has oversight for all intelligence agencies, for their budgets, for their operations.
Dr. Rice, we always appreciate you being with us. We won't keep you beyond a lot of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.